mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. We're now already into this third and final hour. I'm going to get into the so-called Karl Rove indictments. If you thought that was going to happen, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Oh, we're going to be saved by the U.S. attorney. We're going to be saved by the prosecutor. If you believe that, again, I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Mars. We'll be covering that report. We'll also get into Stephen Hawking, the preeminent physicist, saying that we've got to get off the planet, we're probably going to destroy it. I tend to agree. I want to talk about plunging network news numbers. Good news, little damage reported as Alberto hits Florida. Clinton and Gore out running around propagandizing for a world tax. It has nothing to do with global warming. We'll also get into more on Zarqawi. Bush sneaking North American super state without oversight. Mexico-Canada partnership underway with no authorization from Congress. We'll cover that as well. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Jim in New Mexico. Jim, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, I really appreciate that speech you gave up there in Canada, man. I really appreciate you being out there on the front lines.
Well, I hope people realize how dangerous it is.
Yes, sir, I do.
My guts, my intellect, my spirit knew exactly, and I made the decision. And I could, I'm not kidding when I say this, folks. I could really feel the spirit of God with me, the Lord Jesus, stronger than it has ever been. It was amazing.
Well, it's at times like that when you have to have the spirit. You know, you need to join with that eternal spirit of love, truth, beauty, and goodness in order to accomplish what you're out to accomplish, Alex, which is only good. And that's why you've been targeted by the agents provocateurs. And I can't help but remind me about how other people are being targeted by agents provocateurs that we hear very little about. You know, just several weeks ago, there were seven people who were indicted as co-conspirators along with unnamed co-conspirators in what's called eco-terrorism, you know, the burning of some ski lodges and I think some animal testing clinics, something like that. People who clearly love the land, don't want to see it ripped apart, destroyed, clear-cut, and sent off to China to be turned into junk, end up in our landfill. And these people were infiltrated and set up, you know, to do those things. And I'm just hearing very little about it. In fact, Derry Brownfield did just the opposite. He cherry-picked that article. And according to Derry, those people are already guilty.
Please continue.
Well, it's true. And it's happened for many, many years, decades, in fact. I have a little article right here from the Albuquerque Journal. The federal government has agreed to pay $2 million to settle a lawsuit filed by two environmental activists who were arrested and branded eco-terrorists by the FBI 14 years ago in Oakland, California. Daryl Charney, the estate of Judy Berry, died of cancer in 97, will divide the settlement and a separate $2 million settlement from the Oakland City Council. Last year, the two activists from Earth First were arrested by the FBI when a pipe bomb exploded in their car in Oakland. Barry suffered a crushed pelvis, and Charney was torn up pretty bad. You know, that bomb was set there by COINTELPRO. Those people were set up.
No, I saw that story. Look, you can try to build an old veteran a new house. These evil cops show up and do this. You can try to go cover Bilderberg. They show up and do this. And they're scary. I mean, they got criminals with guns and badges who will do whatever they're told. And there's a good example. They will bomb you and then put you in jail for them bombing you.
Exactly.
You want to add some more about provocateurs?
Yes, sir. I certainly appreciate
stay there. I'll let you finish up after this quick break. I'm going to keep taking calls this hour. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. When we're done with Jim, though, I'm going to cover some news and we'll go back into your calls. Comments on Bilderberg, comments on the Iran situation, comments on the economy, whatever.
It's here after
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, fresh back from the Bilderberg Group up in the capital city of Canada. Unbelievably beautiful city, one of the prettiest I've ever seen. That didn't count even Europe. Ottawa. Now, what freaked me out the worst was not being interrogated off and on for 15 hours, not being screamed at, not being told I was a criminal, not being told I was a liar, not being told I was going to jail. It was just over and over again, agent provocateurs, who we then confirmed were, walking up and going, we need to do violence, we need to blah, 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 and the police sitting there waiting to pounce on us the minute we agreed. There are all these famous cases. There's one back from during Nixon out in Berkeley, there in the Bay Area, where the FBI went out, it was a big peace group, and the FBI in the group detonated a half stick of dynamite in a mud flat. And then they arrested the entire group. Some of them spent decades in prison. I mean, they did it to patriots. They'll go bury pipe bombs on your land. They'll do whatever they can. And they feel good about it. They feel good sending innocent people to prison. That's really illegal. But what's borderline and clearly has been found to be illegal by the courts is it's one thing if you hear somebody's planning something violent and you infiltrate their group. And most people don't plan violence, folks. Most people are cowards, okay? Or they're not violent. Statistically, and I've studied the criminology, looked at all the cases, not all of them, but hundreds. It's figure of speech. It's one thing if there's been some type of event, some type of robbery, some type of crime, and you think a group's doing it, you infiltrate, and then you bring it up to see if they'll bring it up, to see if they've already done it. That's police work. But it has evolved into, I mean, what is wrong with the Austin Police Department? They sent an undercover cop in 1998 because I'm there standing in front of the bulldozers with Mike Jones and all these other Austinites, telling them they're not going to bulldoze this guy's house. They threaten to arrest us. We go, fine, we'll build him a new house. We get his stuff out, we build him a new one, you know, they bulldozed it. And I mean, cops, multiple cops going, we ought to beat up the police. We ought to get violent. We ought to go after the city council. I'm like, stop it. I know you're a cop. Or I know you're an informant. You follow them out, and it's a police car down the street. You know, an unmarked. You are criminals. And we ran into a lot of this in Canada, and it was just, I mean, you'd come out of your hotel. I didn't want to scare my guys a few times. And there they'd be in their parking lot driving off, or you'd pull out and the car would start following you. And it just, they had two really good looking female cops who I'd seen in uniform earlier. And a day later, they're following us around town. One time we left the hotel, left the Bilderberg Group Resort. We were parked up front. And just accidentally, one of them had already left. So we got on the highway next to Bilderberg Group. Suddenly two unmarked cars pull up on us and are around us and are following us. And the Bilderberg guy kept taking the same roads as us, so I just drove by him, waved at him, and pulled on past. It was bad, folks. I mean, and I've made them mad. I'm sure, in fact, I know they're going to pull the stops out now. I knew what I was doing when I started the bullhorning. It's like, I think, and I'm not comparing myself to this, but it's the only analogy I got. I think founding fathers knew what they did when they signed the Declaration of Independence, and they put the big John Hancock on there. I think, I know that John the Baptist knew what he was doing when he went before Herod. But that's what God demands. And I tell you, you know, I thought before I had discernment. I thought before, you know, and I'm not on some power trip, folks. It's not delusion or illusion. It's, and I wouldn't even call it fear. I was apprehensive. I knew the line. It was like it was a physical glowing line. I knew as I took the bullhorn and did what I did that it went to a whole other level. And I felt like I was 1,000 feet tall, standing right in front of that obelisk-like building, bullhorning. It was echoing all off the buildings around it. It was like it was built to echo. There's two buildings flanking it on both sides, so it hit the face, bounced back and forth off those two. It was reverberating like a canyon. It was like, it was amazing. And I mean, I keep trying to describe this, but literally since then and after that, I just feel like I'm closer to God, so much more closer. And I know that's what God demands of us. He wants us to put ourselves in front of evil. He wants us to have courage. He wants us to commit ourselves 110% and to prove it, to have faith to do it. Because I was like, no, I'm not going to bullhorn. I'm not going to do it. These people are so evil. I'm just here to get news and cover it. And I didn't know what was going to happen when I did it. We already had police trying to threaten to arrest us for parking in designated parking spots on the street. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to do it, and I did it. And I don't tell that story to try to go, man, Alex has got courage. It's not even that. I do it to try to be an example to others. Whatever comes of it. Richard C. Holbrook, who held the highest level positions in the Clinton administration, is now the vice chairman of a major global corporation. He came out, a couple others came out, he came up to security, was griping about us right after I'd finished. He was coming out during it. And I go and I yell at him and say, Holbrook, we're not your slaves. So, I mean, it was so loud that, and they were having meetings in a big outside tent, you know, one of those big tents outside. A bunch of them had gone in there and they were all coming out and looking. And I guess to use the Lord of the Rings analogy, it's like going up to Mount Doom and looking right in the eye and of Sauron and saying, here I am. It's like, I see you. I felt that evil. I felt the evil when I got there like I've never felt anywhere else. And, you know, I've confronted Bill Clinton as he drives down the road, passes in his motorcade. I've confronted Hillary Clinton. I've confronted George Bush Sr. I've confronted Janet Reno face-to-face. I've confronted General McCaffrey. I've confronted congressmen, senators. I've confronted. I've snuck into Bohemian Grove. I've been there while they're doing rituals. And I never felt the evil radiating the cold, dark gulfs of hell like I did there, and I'm glad I did it. Whatever the costs are, whatever happens out of it, I'm glad I did it, and I just ask God to be with me. I ask you to pray for me and pray for my people, and that the Spirit of the Lord be with us and dwell with us and put a hedge up around us, if that is God's will. I first and foremost ask that God's will be done. and that he lead God and direct us. And that's a simple prayer I say every night. I ask God to, if it's his will, to protect my family and to help me be a good, better person, because I'm a sinner. I'm a fallen person. I am very aggressive. I have a lot of anger because I have so much love. And if you have a lot, the sociologist, the psychologist, psychologist will tell you, the history shows that those that have a lot of love, well, it's like pack animals. The species that have the most love for their pack are also normally the most aggressive, the most vicious. And I have a lot of love. I also have a lot of anger, a lot of violence in me. And I realize a lot of the things I've done haven't been the best. I've been obnoxious. I've been arrogant. I've been overly aggressive. I've been tired. I'm so tired most of the time. And I'm also sad a lot of the time. I have a lot of energy. I feel really good. At the same time, there's a deep sadness. I guess, the beginning of wisdom, or with wisdom comes a lot of pain. And I don't claim to have a lot of wisdom, but I have more than most. And my discernment is frankly frightening. Is it a blessing? Is it a curse? I know it's a blessing, but sometimes it's like, and I'm so sick of the egos. I'm so sick of people that think I'm stupid. So many people in this movement who think they can talk down to me and think that, it's not that I can't handle that, it's that it's a waste of my time. I'm so sad for them not even reaching one-tenth of their potential. So many talented people who are just in this for the egomania of it. And I'll be honest with you, I mean, I've always been an alpha male. When I first got into this, it was because of passion for freedom and not liking bullies and thugs and the IRS harassing my dad and grandparents and the city of Austin coming by and telling my grandfather that you don't own that drainage ditch behind your house when he's 70-something years old, but you've got to go dig all those logs out of there, or we're going to give you $200 a day of fines. Or seeing old veterans who have 3-inch grass getting $2,000 a day fines, and seeing them take people's children CPS and laughing about it, and then admitting the family's done nothing, but they want to adopt it out because it's worth a lot of money. That stuff tears my guts out, and then I just spin out of control on air and just go nuts and gibber and jabber, and half the time I can't even listen to my own refeeds. I've tried my best to serve you, but when I first got into all this, I mean, I certainly like people coming up to me on the streets. I like people telling me what a great job I've done. I like, I enjoy being somewhat of a big shot. I do not enjoy it now. It's all work. I have a lot of passion for the work. I'm frustrated that we don't do the work as good as we could. We can't achieve some of the goals we want. We achieve many of them. I'm mad at myself for the weaknesses I have, and I have plenty of them. And when you just begin to realize how truly evil these people are, I mean, it's a hard row to hoe. I know it's hard to admit how bad the world is. I know it's hard to admit the evils. I know it's hard to face the truths. It's been a journey for myself. I still can't believe the cold hard facts. I still can't believe how evil the New World Order is. And I'm very saddened that there's so many people who never had a chance to think, who are just so mindless, who are so stamped with the age of convenience and ego, and whose spirits are filled with darkness. To watch them serving this evil, to know that this evil is going to destroy the police listening to this show and their families. It's going to destroy our society and our future. But through peer pressure and fear, you still serve it. You can only see what I see. You can only know what I know. And that's what I try to do here, is in some small way impart the research and the work we've done. I mean, with a lot of hard work, you will gain what you seek normally in life. And we have gained information. We have gained what the New World Order is. And it's so manifestly, manifold, patently, classically evil. There is a majesty to it. It is, we marvel at the beast. I marvel. How could anyone carry this out? How could anyone live with themselves, and much less live with themselves, revel in it? Revel in ripping and tearing innocence and the defenseless. They revel. They revel. They revel in their sin.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 15th, 2006. Gold opened at $577.20, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $609.04. Again, that's $609.04 for 1 ounce gold coins. The dollar is getting battered, and foreign countries have a significant impact on the price of gold. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities, and bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas republished the 1931 book, Oh Yeah, An Economic Review of the Great Depression. Are we close to the same type of disaster? Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Jim brought up Agent Provocateurs like 20 minutes ago back in the segment before last, and I got off on that whole diatribe about it. I want to finish up with your calls and get into some of the other news I haven't covered. But Jack Blood's waiting in the wings, so finish up, Jim, your comment about Agent Provocateurs.
Yeah, Alex, you obviously are motivated by love and your pursuit of truth, beauty, and goodness. I mean, how else could you be so empowered to get in front of the most powerful elite on the planet in Bullhorn? Man, I wish I could pat you on the back. You know, but getting back to Daryl Cherney and Judy Barry back in the 1980s, you know, the reason why, in my opinion, they were targeted is because they were being so successful in educating the public about the wholesale rape of millions of acres of virgin forest in the Pacific Northwest that were being shipped to Japan. And people were being put out of work. I mean, the only ones that were getting the jobs were the ones cutting the trees and driving the trucks. I mean, as far as mill workers, the vast majority of those big logs were going on ships to foreign countries where they're being value added and then sold back to us. And Daryl Chern and Judy Berry were educating the public about this, and that's why they were so successful and targeted, in my opinion. You know,
you don't have to tell me over and over again, Agent Provocateurs. I'm so sick of them. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We've got to do something about these people. Cops get in trouble and lose their jobs, even get indicted when they go too far doing it. And I was watching police commit crimes right in front of me, and I'm tired of it. You know, I don't commit crimes. Except maybe I speed. That's a misdemeanor. I'm just sick of you people. Jack Blood, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for sitting in for me.
Hey, you got it, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. You know, when we were up in New York City, we saw a lot of provocateurs. You caught a lot of those in your film, and I'll never forget when your camera guy, Ted Olson, and me waded into that Fox protest with our Fox press passes, and sure enough, the crowd got a little ugly, and there were a couple of clean-cut guys in the disguise as protesters who ushered us or tried to usher us right out of there. Let me say this. You know, look, your stalkers aren't going to like me saying this, Alex, but the truth of the matter is we've been trying to cover Bilderberg for years. We've never had more exposure for Bilderberg group since you went up there. And like it or not, Alex, you attract a lot of attention, and this has really helped get the word out for the Bilderberg group, so I congratulate you on that. Let me ask you a question, bud. I predicted about a year ago, we're way out on a limb here, that this 08 election for president will be the Bilderberg election. We had the CFR election in 00. We had the Skull and Bones election in 04.
Yeah, Jack, your phone's overdriving. Can you back off?
Sure. So the CFR election in 00, the Skull and Bones election in 04. This is not giving us, of course, any choice between the paradigms. I'm predicting a Bilderberg election in 08. About a year ago, I saw the writing on the wall that John Edwards, believe it or not, would get the Democratic candidacy nominee, and Mitt Romney, the governor of Massachusetts, would become the Republican nominee. I've since watched their stars rise. In fact, Edwards came out. He was the only one who said, hey, I shouldn't have voted for the war. I admit I was wrong, which rose him again up in status. Now, yesterday, a straw poll was taken in Iowa where the first caucus will be. And
yeah, Hillary came in second place.
To John Edwards. And he is, as you know, approved by the Bilderberg Group. My question is, was there any mention, any sight of Edwards or Romney up there? And do you think that we got something here with this?
Well, they've already vetted the Clintons, and we know they've vetted Edwards. Well, then they've also had Warner there. So they've had a lot of people that are running for president or who have run or who have been presidents there. So I don't know. I don't think it matters. I mean, we know they're all controlled, so it doesn't matter. It's like they've got a box of hand grenades. Which hand grenade are they going to throw in our foxhole? It doesn't really matter. They're all hand grenades.
It doesn't matter, but here's the situation. If we can, I mean, if this is so transparent that we can predict it years before the event happens, I think it will prove to people that this entire thing is fixed.
Well, yeah, long before the election even started up and they were running, people said it'd be Kerry Bush because they're both Skull and Bones.
Hey, thanks, Alex, man. I appreciate sitting in for you, and I hope everybody goes out to your conference here a week after next.
Oh, they are. It's almost sold out.
I'll be seeing everybody there, Alex. I call this the Super Bowl of 9/11 conferences. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Oh, so you're going to come, Jack?
You got it.
That's great. Yeah, it's going to be quite a circus. Thanks, buddy.
I'll have a few pops out there with your listeners.
Yeah, we know the type of pops you'll be having. Good to hear from you, Jack. Oh, man. Well, we're going to break. All I have time for is Mike and Charles, or maybe one or two more. We'll take a few calls on the other side quickly, and then I'll run through this news we haven't even gotten to yet. And my wife told me, you sound down on the air since you got back. It's not even that. I'm dealing with just other things I've researched, other things I've learned, other things I've seen, understandings, epiphanies I've had. It's more of a mental flashpoint, just so much, trying to process it all, trying to deal with it. It's quite a revelation. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Charles in Louisiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. We got Charles there? Okay, put him back on hold. He's listening to the radio. Let's go ahead and talk to Justin in Canada. Justin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I've been a big fan of yours for quite a while, and I just wanted to talk to you today about what happened. I heard on the radio yesterday that they repassed the Terrorist Act here in Canada, and I think it's just a little bit too much of a coincidence that this terrorist threat and all the 17 alleged terrorists happened just before this.
Look, we know it's staged. They provocateured a bunch of people into shooting their mouths off, and then they're going to get some to plea bargain and admit they were planning it in exchange for a couple years in prison.
Yeah, probably. And now
they admit that the same day they had a British raid, and that was admittedly nothing.
Yeah. Now they have a publication ban on the trial, too, so that even adds more to the secrecy.
The same thing they have in England where, you're not allowed to report on it now.
Yeah.
That's always a good sign. See, how is Canada free? Let me tell you something. Great people in Canada because, they're nice folks, but they think they're free, so things have gotten bad there. Canada is the hardest place in the world for us to ship our videos to or books.
Really?
Canada, yeah, and I always hear these horror stories that people just don't know. You have publication bans up there.
Yeah, I've heard of some things like that, definitely. I've heard of quite a few things like that. Like, I know that, who was it? Warman, some lawyer in Canada here, working for, I think it was, I can't remember what the organization was for, but they banned, like, one of David Icke's books. I know you don't like him, but I don't dislike
David Icke. We've had him on. I just don't totally agree with...
Yeah, with the reptilian stuff, yeah. I'm kind of iffy on that stuff, too, but, yeah, he does have a lot of good information, but, like, yeah, they banned one of his books because of things he was saying in the book, even though there's no one to refute what he's saying is not true.
Now, they claim that he believes in space aliens, and they believe that the space aliens are really Jews.
Yeah. And I
now you can't talk about space aliens. That's code.
Yeah.
Everything's a code.
I found that quite ridiculous. Like,
that's what the ADL says about me. Mr. Jones talks about international banks. Well, who do you think runs things?
Yeah. Really, it's quite ridiculous when you actually think about it. But... I mean, I'm glad that you're out there saying this stuff, and it definitely motivated me to tell other people, and I'm going to try to do what I can up here in Canada. And
well, that's my job, so I've done my job. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Angus in Canada. Go ahead, Angus.
Hello, Alec.
Angus, turn your radio off.
Hold on a second.
It's 101 of radio, boys and girls. It's one of the few things I ask of you. We don't screen the calls. We let you call in, say whatever you want. Just turn the radios OFF.
It's on.
Okay, go ahead.
I had to get on the hard line. I started to get some static for some
reason. Okay, sir. Go ahead.
I've called you a number of times over the last few years, and I used to live in Austin. I'm a dual citizen. I lived in the United States. I've lived here for the last 11 years. I'm glad to hear you went through what you went through in Ottawa, and don't take that wrong. Because my 70-year-old mother went through almost the same thing when she came to visit her newborn grandson. And I think it's terribly, there's a lot of good people here in Canada. I'm married to a Canadian woman. My father is from Canada. But Canada is not a sovereign nation. It's a private holding of the royal family.
It is. There's crowns everywhere. They say the queen owns everything.
The parliament is just there for show. Everything's gone through the governor general. Americans need to understand this. It is not America light. This is their future. You need to begin looking closely at how they function here and not on the surface. It is probably one of the most micromanaged societies on the planet. Drives me nuts. And a lot of fraud and criminal activity has been harbored in this country as long as it operates in the United States for decades. Americans need to be aware of that. They're not our friends.
What did they do to your mother?
Well, they basically held her in immigration at the airport here in Edmonton and continually told her she had to have a passport to enter the country. And why did she think she could just go anywhere she wanted to? And they cussed at her and everything else. I was hopping mad. But that was an out-and-out lie. And they depend on people to be stupid. And they depend on people, especially in this society, to police each other because they don't have the ability.
Well, I've talked to family that went to Russia when it was the Soviet Union and those that have gone there since. Russia's not like that. They'll ask you questions, but they don't cuss at you and do all that.
Yes, I have a good friend here who's he's about 50 years old, and he lived in Poland during the Soviet occupation. And he says, and he's lived in Germany and some other places, and he's about had it with Canada as well. So that's his perspective coming from a Soviet.
Sir, I mean, it's happened scores of times where they send back the package our videos was in, and it says, this is terrorist material, we've impounded it.
Yes, that's absolutely right. They practice censorship here. You do not have a right to a jury trial in this country unless you're facing 5 years or more in prison. If you are injured by intentional misconduct or procedures in the workplace, you cannot sue your employer. Americans need to wake up and look north and be aware of, and a lot of this comes from the mainstream media. I listen to the radio or to the television, and the only people that you can degrade and insult on a regular basis are United States citizens.
I know. It's like a really popular thing to hate America.
Well, it's called xenophobia. If they can keep you focused on how bad the evil Americans are, then you won't question their micromanaging dictatorship police state, basically, that they try to impose there. And about the only way they can do it is through intimidation and fraud.
Well, now they're taking...
Enron came from Canada. You understand that? Came from Edmonton. I used to work right out where it originated.
No, I knew that. Thanks for the call. It's bad. Thanks for mentioning that. No, you're right. I told my guys, I go, Canada's a police state. Be ready. And they're like, Canada? What do you mean? I'm like, Canada's bad, okay? Not the people. The government. It's the crown. All right, I said I'd play this, and we'll cover some news after that. This is the bullhorning we haven't aired yet, but just part of it from there in downtown Chicago. About 100 of us of the 600 that were at the 9/11 conference there marched down, got on the train, rode down to downtown, and here's part of that bullhorning.
9/11's an inside job. The government carried it out. Investigate it. They're using it to take your freedoms, just like Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag. We have the official government U.S. documents where they plan to carry out 9/11. Operation Northwoods. They carried the whole thing out.
Ladies and gentlemen, 9/11 was orchestrated by the military-industrial complex to bring in a worldwide attack on freedom. A new world order engineered 9/11. We have the official U.S. government battle plan, codenamed Operation Northwoods, to hijack jets by remote control and fly them into tall buildings. As you know, Larry Silverstein, the owner of the complexes, admits they blew up Building 7, and he's now the owner of the Sears Tower. Everybody needs to understand this. This is the reality. Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag as a pretext to blame it on his enemies and take total control on February 27, 1933. At CIA.gov, our own government brags that it carried out terror attacks to blame it on Mossadegh and Iran to overthrow that elected government in 1953. Our own government admits it's carried out terror attack after terror attack after terror attack to blame it on its political enemies. Your government is run by complete criminals. They must be resisted. They must be stood up against. You know who is now going public? You know who I personally have interviewed on my syndicated radio program? The former German defense minister has gone public and clearly stated that only our government can carry out these attacks. No kidding. And he's written a best-selling book showing the evidence. The former German defense minister is saying 9/11 is an inside job. What about in America? The father of Reaganomics. The father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, has gone public that 9/11 is an inside job. Ray McGovern, senior CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush Sr., has gone public. Ray McGovern has gone public stating 9/11 is clearly an inside job. You know who else has gone public? Physics professors, mining school heads, underwriting laboratories, Kevin Ryan, who underwrote the World Trade Centers, they did their own laboratory test and concluded the official story is a fraud. The engineers are telling you it's an inside job. Dr. Morgan Reynolds, chief economist, Department of Labor in the current Bush administration, he quit. Dr. Morgan Reynolds has gone public that 9/11 is an inside job. Members of the Bush administration have gone public, but your news will not pick it up. We're in danger of the neocon cabal staging more events. Did you know that there has been two separate zombie polls, one of the most respected polling firms in the world? Something a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, had a poll where 60+% believe there's a cover-up. The new poll, right up to 50% of Americans believe the government was involved. The zombie poll. Zombie International. Half of Americans now believe the government was involved in the 9/11. I want to tell the criminals to carry it out something. All of us are afraid of you. And all of us aren't afraid of standing up to you. All of us aren't backing down. More people are waking up every single day. engineer America into a police state. Why? To capture us, to be their political slaves, to use us as an engine of global empire to invade the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, 9/11 is an inside job. It's a self-inflicted war. It's a government false flag. They're in operation. Top members of the current Bush administration have gone public. Members of the Reagan administration have gone public. Engineers, businesses have gone public. Research it. The mainstream media won't report it. That's why they've lost 60% of their readership in the last 10 years. That's why, and this is key, that's why now television's lost 40% of its viewers. The alternative media is exploding in size. You cannot hide the truth. You will not hide the truth. It's coming out. Your crimes are coming out. You don't think 19 people in a cave can make NORAD stand down, do you? You don't think 19 people in a cave could do things like call public officials like Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco the night before and tell him not to fly? For the police here today, the good people of Chicago, Chicago's finest, when they get home tonight, when they get home after a hard day and they put their kids to bed and they tuck their little ones in, they need to go to Google. And the police need to type in Operation Northwoods. You need to go to the Library of Congress. You need to go to the National Security Archive. And you will read our own government saying they wanted to hijack kids and fly them into buildings. These arrogant people thought they could do this and even declassify it. They do it and they brag about it and they think it's funny. It's not funny. Operation Northwoods. Google it. Operation Northwoods. Google it. Everybody's gonna learn. Go to the Library of Congress. Find out our government carried it out. Criminals that have seized control of our government carried it out. And nothing on earth is gonna stop the truth from coming out. We know the truth. We're not afraid to tell the truth. And we're going to tell the truth that 9/11 was an inside job, a false flag terror operation. We are exposing it. Zogby Poll, half the public believes the government carried it out, to 66 or 68 believe they're covering up. We already got half the people in this country, and in the next few years we're going to have 90%. Nothing can stop us from exposing 9/11 as an inside job. A pretext for tyranny. A pretext for taking your freedom.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy, that was a full day. That was a full day. Got up, went on ManCal for 2 hours, went and gave a speech, press conference, marched down there bullhorned, talked to all those people, talked to people on the trains, came back, did some more interviews, gave a speech. Oh, boy, there is so much going on, so much happening. Shifting gears, Rove indictment pushers on the net slow to respond. This is from the Drudge Report. See, they love it. They love putting out this info. Then we pick it up, which I never did. Go look at our articles from 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, going, I don't think they're going to indict Rove. I don't trust Elliot Spitzer. It's just like Kenneth Starr. The special congressional counsel is the same thing as this U.S. attorney, this federal prosecutor. For months, it was screamed, and the dreams from the left-wing news sites on the internet. Karl Rove is on the verge of being indicted in the CIA leak case. This drama also played out last century with endless web warnings of Hillary Clinton indictments. I don't know what that means, out last century. Yet when word finally came down this morning that in fact Rove was on the verge of being cleared in the case, the fledgling sites somehow lost their way and suddenly struggled to keep up. And it goes over it. Oh, boy. You know, the same crowd that every time anything happens in the country, it was a secret French shootout with the Mossad, the government's trying to save us. I mean, come on. The same crowd that is endlessly saying nukes are going to go off in Texas City. I mean, it never ends. Have we lied to you? Have we steered you wrong? No. Are we perfect? No. But, I mean, I'm just so tired of it. Alex, why won't you cover the indictment's real, Alex? Spitzer will save us. Okay, fine, fine, fine. I'm going to come back and blitz through a bunch of news. It's a key part of this broadcast today. If you want to stay with us before this segment ends, please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Check out the secure online video and bookstore. Look at all the big specials, some of the best titles out there, bar none. Get my films. Start making copies of them. Or see it all online right now today at PrisonPlanet.tv. And my new film, Terror Storm, will be going up there on the site next week.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I've got to force myself to remember to plug my films and the books and other videos we carry. That's how we operate. Remember that. We don't ask for donations like most people do. We just ask that you get the videos, the books, get them out to people, become more informed yourselves. And again, that's InfoWars.com or 1-888-253-3139. You can also get tickets for our big L.A. conference coming up. It's going to sell out, so you might want to take action on that. Hawking says humans must go into space. Associated Press, the survival of the human race depends on its ability to find new homes elsewhere in the universe because there's an increasing risk that a disaster will destroy the Earth. World-renowned scientist Stephen Hawking said today, the British astrophysicist told a news conference in Hong Kong that humans could have a permanent base on the moon in 20 years. And a colony on Mars the next 40, we could have had it 20 years ago, folks. We won't find anywhere as nice as Earth unless we go to another star system, he went on. He added that if humans can avoid killing themselves in the next 100 years, they should have space settlements that can continue without support from Earth. He goes, it's very important for the human race to spread into space for survival of species. I agree with that. We're in great danger of bioweapons being released and other things, neutron bombs, and the newer designs, the antimatter weapons being detonated. The globalists are a pack of completely psychopathic demons, and they're suppressing our development because it threatens their monopoly. They've endorsed the Club of Rome program of bringing us back to the medieval age. USA Today reports that Dan Abrams goes from legal anchor to head of MSNBC. He's the big neocon of MSNBC. It says here, the also ran in cable news 11 years. He was tapped on the on-air legal affairs anchor, Dan Abrams, to turn the network that averages just 242,000 viewers a day, less than many big city newscasts. That's why I read this, not because some nobody media peacock is you know, getting the head job there. Who cares? Big city radio stations have more listeners than that, okay? Okay, I mean, my show. This show is a moderate syndicated program. It is provably 1 hour of it bigger than all viewers in 24 hours of MSNBC. Now, there's the prestige of it. I mean, take Coast to Coast AM. 16 to 20 million listeners. Top sitcoms have got 10 million. O'Reilly's so big. 3 million viewers. Big deal. But there is the prestige of going on. People do pay attention. Ooh, you were on CNN. Ooh, you were on Good Morning America. I get hardly any response off that. Where we do see a response is posting those videos on the web. Then tens of millions. And this is only accelerating. It's why they're getting ready to shut the web down, and that's now been publicly announced. So these guys are paper tigers. They're so arrogant. They're so full of themselves. And they're nothing. They're nothing. I mean, you'll take newspapers that aren't that big. They'll make millions of dollars in advertising. And their websites that are local that are much bigger than they are, and they don't make any money. Same thing with us. It's just incredible. They are scamming their advertisers so bad. Little damage reported as Alberto hits Florida. That's good news. First tropical storm of 2006. The Atlantic hurricane season didn't cause big problems, thank God. Bill Clinton's running around saying Republicans have caused global warming. We've got to have a global tax on fossil fuels. Only that'll save us. Republicans are behind that, too. Just on the surface, they say they're against it. Let's say global warming's real. For the reasons they say. We do have global climate change. That's a normal cycle. But let's say it's real. Their solution, a global tax on restricting the U.S. fossil fuels, but no one else's? No, the third world country. I mean, it's a joke. Al Gore running around, his wife, Tipper, says he might run for the White House. Oh, please. So sick of seeing Al Gore up there as the savior. It's all staged. It's a big scam. What will a global tax on fuels do for you? Nothing. It'll go to the very oil companies that set up the UN. They play all sides of it. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. I'm back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. I have here in front of me WorldNet Daily. Bush sneaking North American superstate without oversight. Mexico-Canada partnership undergone with no authorization from Congress. Well, yeah, Bush says he's the decider. Big report here. We're going into the American Union. It's up on InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.